Hey, you might remember yesterday we heard from a listener who collects vintage radios. We were talking about the 100th anniversary of radio being demonstrated in Australia. It happened on the 13th of August 1919 in Sydney. Ron Elliott, well, Betty called in and put Ron on the phone. Ron Elliott called in to say he's got a big collection of radios, big passionate listener there. Well, we thought it sounded so interesting that we sent out Tom Edwards to Ron and Betty's house to find out some more.
Well, in Ravensthorpe in the 1960s, especially when it was hot or it was raining, you had nothing to do. No television. All we had was an old valve radio, which my father wouldn't allow me to listen to rock and roll. I used to work in an indoor shop at Ravensthorpe, and every so often old Tommy Dore would say to me, "Ron, I've got a new model radio." Of course, I'd have to buy it.
Well, what is it that you love so much about radios?
Well, because they've got to be stronger. They've got to be more powerful than the one before. And even some of these, I can listen to Adelaide at night, loud and clear. And that's what I like. I like stations that put rock and roll on, not this rubbish.
I'm stood here in your living room in Albany. There's a lot of speakers everywhere, and I'm looking at what can only be described as a wall of vintage radios. How many do you actually have?
About 60-odd, isn't it, Betty?
Yeah.
Not all of them on display.
And how long have you been collecting?
Since my first one in 1963.
Can we have a look? Let's grab that one.
It doesn't work, or it does work, but we'll put batteries in it.
This is proper vintage. It's really retro. It's got a leather case.
Wood inside.
They honestly don't make them like that anymore.
But the trouble is with Australian stuff, the same part went wrong with all of them. A diode. And they hiss and carry on as though they're going to work, but they won't pick up the stations. They've all got the same problem.
Does it work?
It does sometimes.
What's your favourite radio?
That's hard. That one. That's a 1969 National 5000.
What's so special about this one, Ron?
It's very powerful, and this one still picks up 6OX in the middle of the day, and all the Perth stations, ABC stations.
Sounds pretty good.
Stereo, of course. Yeah, no, there's two of them. There's another one over there.
Betty, you're Ron's wife. How do you feel about all this? Because your house is kind of being taken over by vintage radios. Are you all right with that?
Absolutely. Keeps him out of mischief. Isn't it a good thing to keep a fella interested in his hobby? Mm. I like to let him sit, you know, so long as I can clean up afterwards and put them all back on the shelves.
Your collection is looking pretty impressive right now, but are there any radios which you haven't got yet that you still want to try and get your hands on?
Yes, a radio called a Pilot Pal. It was in the Pixton Post magazine in the 60s, advertised them. They were a useless heap of rubbish. But at Ravensthorpe, you couldn't pick up even the 6WA with it. But I still would like one. I've tracked one down the internet, just what they look like. So they're just very weak, Australian-made rubbish.
I think if he sees one somewhere that looks lonely and needs a family or a good home to come to, he'll do it.
Any of these radios worth much?
No, not really. The only one that was worth a lot of money... Oh, these ones here sell for about $800.
How much did you pay for it?
$900, $800 or $900 in the 60s, 70s, late 60s.
So it hasn't really gone up then?
No, I don't mind.
Are you quite attached to them?
Oh, if my wife threw me out the door, I'd throw her out the door.
Oh, excuse me.
Vintage radio collector Ron Elliott and Betty there as well, speaking to our reporter Tom Edwards.